team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00 annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one. Plus unexpected flexibility. If you need to withdraw early, there's no penalty, unlike most CDs. Now that's helpful. Open an account today at arvest.com/flexible savings or at any of our 200 plus locations. Member FDIC, $1,000 minimum to open. No withdrawals permitted within the first 6 days.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Forgive us, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting a little entertained here. We're watching someone trying to shoot for $1,000 here as in the contest that Tobias was talking about in the pregame show. But we do welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show right now. Mountain Home's girls up on Farmington 26-21. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, you and I talked a little bit yesterday about what you guys are going to do. How have preparations been today so far?
It's good. You know, we spoke when we were talking last night. You always want to be prepared. And I used, we had 3 days off where we were giving our kids off. Christmas Eve and all that stuff. And I was able to watch a lot of film during that time. So we had a pretty nice little game plan. Was able to see them live, and make some adjustments that we need. The thing is, it's a dangerous team. I mean, there's really no right way to handle it, to defend these guys, but you need to come up with a game plan. I like our game plan, but there's going to be part of it. I mean, these guys are skilled. They surround the floor with elite shooters. They've got one of the top high school players that I've seen, definitely one of the most savvy players that I've ever seen. And he's such an excellent passer. And so we got our hands full, but goodness, so do our girls. You know, our girls playing one of the top teams in the state as well, and love how they came out this first half. And we're going to have to do that on the defensive end. We're going to have to knock down some shots. And the thing is, our guys ain't scared. You know, we've played everybody. We're not intimidated by who anybody has. We're gonna come out here and give them our best shot, and we hope that it's good enough.
You bet. And I know one of the things you would definitely like to get corrected, at least from the early part of yesterday's game, was the way that that Dumas was able to get those second chance opportunities.
Oh, they beat us up on the boards bad, and a lot of that was us not being in the right position, but then also being in position and then just being outgrown men to us. You know, they were tougher than us. They're more athletic than us, and they beat us. And we knew that was part of how they're going to win. And now, on the backside of our zone, I thought we did a poor job of getting inside seals and driving guys out. But Dumas is a really good basketball team. I don't feel that we played a very good game. I thought we played hard, but it wasn't clean. Yeah. And for us to kind of play an average game to beat a good team, that's pretty cool. But average ain't going to get it tonight. If you play average, we're going to lose by 40 points.
Yeah.
Or more, honestly. We're going to play a good game and to match what they got, and that's the plan.
Who are you looking to step up tonight, Coach?
gosh, anybody and everybody. You know, nobody really played good last night. I thought Dewey had a solid performance, kind of regular Dewey performance. He's pretty solid. But, you know, there's a lot. And I thought Braxton did a good job of, knocking down some shots. But I tell you, what we're needing is we've got some key guys in some matchups. They've got to be disciplined in their matchups. Anybody that's guarding Lane Taylor, we're going to need them to be there, be around him. We can't let him get behind us, get underneath us. So we really need all of our guys following the game plan. It's going to take our bench. I'm barely talking. This is going to be a loud environment. And a lot of the things they do are keyed off the formations that they run of how we're going to defend those. So we've got to be echoing these things. And so we're going to need everybody to kind of step up. This isn't going to be a one- or two-guy performance. We need about four or five guys having a really good night for us.
Well, if the girls' game's any indication, this home crowd's going to be behind you tonight.
Yeah, well, absolutely. That's one thing you can count on. Bomber Nation's going to be behind us. Farmington travels well. This is going to be an awesome environment. Farmington's going to be playing for a state championship. And what more can you ask for? This late in the year, to play one of the top teams in the state, give you that last final challenge for you. We go into conference. We get to find out what we're made of one more time. So, love. It's been a great way to finish out this second half. And one thing you can count on, the Bombers, they're going to give it all. It's Friday night. You know, anything happens.
We know what that
Friday
means.
Night, yeah.
It's Friday night Fulch, baby.
Friday night Fulch. And on Friday nights, anything can happen,
that's
baby.
Right. That's right.
All right. Well, Josh, thank you so much. Good luck today. And if we don't talk to you before then, have a happy new year.
Matt, appreciate all you do. Love KTLO, all the love that they give to our student-athletes, and appreciate all the hard work you guys have been doing. Let's go get them. Go Bombers.
Good luck, Coach.
Thanks, Josh. That was Mount Home boys coach Josh Fulcher. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of our numbers here at halftime. Right now, Mount Home's leading scorers are Jayla Yonkers and Lakin Moore with 7 points each, six for Parker Husky. She hit a couple threes there in the second quarter. And 3 points each for Anna McCarn and Whitten Coleman. As for Farmington, boy, I tell you what can you say about Marian Adams? She is really looking the part with 13 points so far today.
She is. If you're going to guard her, you got to move your feet and you got to watch it because she is a shooter and she isn't afraid to shoot behind the arc. She's definitely been the one to watch tonight.
And also for Farmington, Reese Shirey has 4 points and two each for Jamira London and Reese Thornton. This game has had five ties and two lead changes so far. And what are some of the other numbers you got there, Brad?
It's the key to the game right here. Honestly, if you look at it, Mountain Home, they do have 7 turnovers, and Farmington has 6. But that 7 is way less than we had the first time we played them. Here's the big stat. Mountain Home has 12 rebounds to Farmington's 4.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take a break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. It is Mountain Home leading Farmington 26-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The holidays have you in a money crunch, but your furnace is acting up and you need a new heating system? Central Heating and Cooling is here to help, and we have financing options available for you with approved credit. Stop by our office today at 1585 South College or give us a call at 425-4717. You can even apply online at our website at centralheatingandcooling.net. Look for the financing tab. We are not comfortable until you are. Turn to the experts.